Before we get on to what you did after you were ordained, can you talk about how large a part diabetes had played in your life up until that point?
I must admit, I was always afraid that it would rule my life. And I was always pretty determined that it shouldn't. I mean, it's all very well to have a chronic disease, but you want to control the chronic disease. You don't want the chronic disease to control you. So I always did my best to, how shall I put it, be sensible in relation to the diabetes, realise that it was there, realise that it was a disability with which I had to cope, but on the other hand, to feel pretty strongly that life had to be lived, and life had to be lived as normally as possible. I think in general I manage that balance fairly well. A great deal of the ability to manage that, I suspect, comes down to the goodness and tolerance and abilities of my wife. She was a nurse, indeed she was a night sister, and she had worked on the professorial medical unit at the Middlesex, and therefore perhaps had rather more insight into the management of diabetes than a lot of nurses would have had. But she has looked after me and helped me to keep on the relatively straight and relatively narrow.
Would you say that since marriage it was she who had controlled your diet?
Well, shall I say that I'm the world's worst cook? If I had any instruction in cooking, it probably came from one of the Italian poisoning families. I'm absolutely no good at cooking at all. And now that I have to try and do the cooking for my wife, I'm very sorry for her. So I think from the diet point of view, Mary has looked after me with very great care, and I owe her an enormous amount, an enormous and continuing debt I've got to her. So I suppose, yes, she did a great deal through the 50-odd years that we've been married.